It's That's What They Say on Michigan Public.
English spelling can be a museum of earlier pronunciations, as we see in words like night and through and cough.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Hector. Joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Hi, Anne.
Hello. We get to do some English spelling.
Awesome. This is actually a question that came up at the event that you and I did in Dexter at the end of the summer. This came from Paul. Paul says, I would love to hear the complete history on words containing UGH that are pronounced with an F sound, such as cough and laugh, etc. Paul also is hoping that you could make some sense of the usage of the same letters in the words dough and furlough. Anne, do you have time for the complete history of these words?
I cannot do the complete history, but I may be able to make more sense out of it. It's a mess, Rebecca. And I was thinking of a poem that circulates on the internet called English is Tough Stuff. And here's the relevant stanza. Finally, which rhymes with enough? Though, through, plow, or dough, or cough? Hiccup has the sound of cup. My advice is to give up.
Yeah, throw in the towel. It's a mess.
So we have multiple pronunciations of this O-U-G-H, both different vowels, and then what's happening with that G-H. Let's focus first on the G-H. This represents an earlier pronunciation in English. It was what linguists would call a velar fricative. A fricative is a kind of sound that we make by pushing the air out of our lungs through our mouth, and we use our teeth and lips and tongue to create friction. In this case, our tongue is all the way in the back of our mouth, and the sound is something like Rebecca, you can think of it as the sound in blech or German licht.
You hear it, feel it way in the back of your throat.
And this sound was part of Old English, so a word like knight, K-N-I-G-H-T, was pronounced knicht.
Oh, so the K actually did serve a purpose at one point.
It did. And the spelling was standardized, then the K became silent, and then that velar fricative also became silent. And we see it become silent also in words like eight, high, daughter, right, though, and thought. But, Rebecca, in some cases, the velar fricative did not become silent, it became F. And that happens in tough, rough, enough, laugh. If listeners want a more complete history, I recommend Erica Okrent's book, Highly Irregular. But let's now focus on do. There, the GH became silent. But there were dialects of English where the GH became F. And this is why we have do, but we also have duff. And a duff is a steamed or boiled pudding. You can have plum duff or guava duff. This is a northern pronunciation in England of do.
And who knew that dough and duff were related to each other?
Now, I don't have time to go into all the things that happened with the vowels. These GH words had different vowels in Old English, and those vowels changed in different ways. But Rebecca, we do have time to talk about a couple of examples of meddling. Let's start with ghost, G-H-O-S-T. Ghost, if you go back to Old English, was spelled G-O-S-T. Perfect.
That makes sense. Yeah.
And then what happened in the 1400s is that when William Caxton brought the printing press to England, many of the typesetters came from Northern Europe. They spoke Flemish. And because at the time, the word for ghost in Flemish was spelled G-H-E-E-S-T, those typesetters put the H into English ghost. Now, Rebecca, before we end, let's talk about furlough, which is also a respelling. This word was borrowed in from Dutch, V-E-R-L-O-F, originally spelled with an F, then respelled with a G-H, something like laugh, and then, seeing that spelling, people stopped pronouncing it with an F, and it became silent.
Well, thank you so much for being our docent in the Word Museum. I don't think we would make it through without you.
It is always a pleasure to go into the Museum of English Spelling.
Ann Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.